And now I'm going to talk about the element of fire and air and earth. With all of the water and the flooding that we are having, you would think that we would have a mild fire season.
Mm-hmm.
Not the case.
Oh, no, that's weird.
Major fires will be in California, Arizona, and even parts of the Midwest. We are going to contend with raging fires this summer and fall.
And how do you get that with, you know, the amount of moisture?
That's what I want to know. But that's what I'm seeing. I looked at all of the flooding and all of the damage that is going to be caused by it, and I could not understand why in the heat of summer, July, August, and again in October, November, these fires were breaking out in all these different states, and I went, this has got to be something I've not seen before.
Oh, that's really weird.
And I'm not done.
Okay.
Earthquakes, Art.
Earthquakes.
Yeah. I feel that there will be two major earthquakes in this nation.
Shake and bake.
There will be this year one in California and the other in the Midwest. Even though they will be over a 6 on the Richter scale, they are only a precursor to what is coming in 2007.
Really?
Now, you also talked earlier about volcanoes.
I did, yes, Vesuvius.
Well, I got news for you, Art. You're right on again. The element of earth and fire.
It's not me. It's a news story. I read a news story, Evelyn. They said Vesuvius and what it did to Pompeii could be nothing compared to what it's capable of.
Well, I have to agree because I've got the element of earth and the element of fire being ready to display its force by the use of volcanoes becoming very active, and I've got more than one.
Okay. I've had other intuitives in the past, like Gordon Michael Scallion, who use volcanic eruptions as markers for the rest of their predictions.
Okay.
They say once this happens, then the following is going to happen.
I would have to agree with them. And now I want to get to the economy.
Is it going to blow up too?
Well, Art, I'm very worried about the average American. They are being squeezed.
Yes.
Now, the economy is going to continue. It's going to see increases in the interest rates still moving up.
See, a lot of people want to know about that. They're all wondering, well, new Fed chairman, are they going to keep the rates going up?
Yep.
Sort of in honor of he who was doing it when he left, or will they go back down again, or have they topped out? Everybody wants to know, you're saying.
They have not topped out. They should go up at least 2 to 3 times more, causing people to lose their homes.
Now, do you mean 2 or 3 more increases? Or
yes.
Okay.
2 or 3 more increases, and that's going to cause people to lose their homes and file bankruptcy, which I had said about a year ago, and it is now starting to happen.
Well, it surely is true enough. A lot of people had those, adjustable mortgage rates,
yeah,
and they thought it would go on forever at the bottom, and of course, it's not.
I warned of severe layoffs in the tens of thousands, and that has begun.
That's true.
And it will escalate. People will have to change their careers. People now are living paycheck to paycheck.
Many.
And they are heavily in debt, borrowing equity from their home and living off their credit cards.
That's right.
They are the ones that are going to be really getting squeezed. Why? One, not only the interest rate hikes, but oil prices will continue to climb. Look for $70 a barrel by the end of the year.
Mm.
Now, do you remember when I said about an interruption of oil and it happened?
I do, yes.
And then the oil prices and gasoline prices spiked?
Yes.
Well, there's going to be a shortage of gasoline before the year is out and another interruption of oil.
Mm.
Because of this, there will be a major stock market correction this fall.
Okay.
The Dow Jones will not be able to stop the free fall.
Okay, let's pin this one down. This fall, the market, nobody likes to use the word crashes.
No, correction.
You're saying correction.
Major correction.
All right, if and I don't know what it is right now, somewhere around 11,000 something.
Yeah.
Corrected to where?
I feel a good 300 to 400 free fall here.
Okay, well, the market can handle that, I think.
Yeah, but that's the beginning.
The beginning.
Yeah, because then money and credit is going to become very tight. Hmm. And also I want to mention there's going to be a major increase in civil unrest with riots breaking out in
Good
cities.
Lord. This is getting worse and worse and worse in every category.
Yeah, I know, Art.
Do you have any understanding of what issue will bring on civil unrest?
I don't know. All I know is I'm seeing not just, honey, locally. I'm seeing cities having to be put under almost martial law because of the civil unrest that's going to be starting. And again, I pick it up the end of this year, escalating in 7 and 8.
Man, this is wild stuff, and it's near term, near term.
I'm trying to come as close as possible, Art, to give the people as much warning as I can. And now I want to talk about viruses.
Oh, okay.
Now, you mentioned about the bird flu, and there are so many people out there who have an expertise in that area, so I'm not going to touch that one.
Well, only that I'm reading a new news story every weekend or two about where the bird flu is now, and now we're expecting it in the U.S. from birds that are going to come from Asia. So clearly, the bird flu is now spreading around the world. It's in Europe. It's going around the world. The only question, Evelyn, and it's the big one, and that is, if it becomes transmissible human to human, we have just an unimaginable horror on our hands.
We have a pandemic on our hands.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
There is impending danger that is associated with the bird flu, and I feel that, again, not this year, but next year and the year after, that is going to be something to contend with. However, I want to warn the people about a killer strain of virus that shows up in the 2006-2007 flu season. And it's a killer. We won't be able to handle the sick. There won't be enough doctors, nurses, and hospitals to care for them. There won't be enough vaccine to put the people's mind at rest. I want people to start now. Please build your immune system. Stay away from those you see are sick. And please wash your hands frequently.